Go ahead and get started. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Lee Paramore. I'm the biologist supervisor with Fisheries Management in our manual office. Today I'll be wearing the hat as our division biological review team chair. So one of the duties of the biological review team is to review and put out our annual stock day review each year. Today I'm here to provide a presentation on the division's 2021 stock day review. No action will be required by the commission based on this presentation. Each year, the stock day review provides an annual summary of information available on the overall condition of North Carolina's marine and estuarine fishery resources. Skip one here. This thing is ultra sensitive. There we go. All right, so division stock day review report is released each July and provided to the public through our division's website. All data included in the online report are finalized through the prior year. So this year's report includes data through 2020. The stock day review links directly to our annual fishery management plan review and provides updates for each species. Linking to the fishery management plan review allows the public direct access to a more detailed information for each of the species or species groups that our state participates in managing. A little bit more information on that. The division's website continues to distinguish between those species or species groups that are state managed from those that fall under the management of the federal councils or the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. This provides the public with a better understanding of who is responsible for and who has a say in the management of each species or species group. North Carolina currently has a comprehensive plans for management for 13 species or species groups, while the federal and interstate plans oversee 21 species or species groups. I should just clarify that the terms species groups simply refer to plans that have multiple species or multiple stocks in a single plan. An example of this would be the North Carolina River Herring Plan that has 2 species, blueback herrings and alewives. Or you could think about things like the Snapper Grouper Plan or the Coastal Shark Plan that has multiple species within those plans. The 13 state managed species or species groups includes a total of 18 different species on the state level, and the 21 federal and interstate plans includes a total of 118 managed species. On the division's website, links are provided to the fishery management plan reviews for all 34 of these managed species or species groups. So the fishery management plan reviews provide annual updates for each species or species group. This information includes on the fishery management plan status, the goals and objectives of the fishery management plan, life history of the species, current stock status and stock assessment information, trends and catch for both the recreational and the commercial fisheries, trends in monitoring and survey data, the current regulations, as well as updated research needs for each of the species. For the state managed species specifically, each update also includes any schedule changes for the fishery management plans. So in the next few slides, I would just like to walk you through our website and show you how the stock day review report can be accessed by the public. This is also a good time to note that the division website has been undergoing a migration to a new, more streamlined format. These slides are part of that new format. This new format should be more user-friendly and aid the public in finding information on our website. On this slide, we see the initial web page that will be viewed from the department website for the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries. And as you scroll further down on the page, you will come to several links of interest. As part of the streamlining of the web page, the stock overview page has been merged with our fishery management plans. And you can see that it's the third box to the right on the top. By clicking on the fishery management plan link, you will be directed to the fishery management plan page, including the stock overview information. So if we click on that here, it will take us to this page. So by grouping the stock overview and the fishery management plan information to a single page, this will aid the public in finding all information related to our fishery management plans. Under the stock overview title on this page, you will find a link to our annual FMP review. So this link, if you open it, is the large comprehensive report that you receive in your meeting materials. And it consists of a compilation of the individual species FNP updates. It's like a 700-page document. For those who are not interested in this large full document, the single species reports are available by clicking on either the state managed species or the interjurisdictional species buttons just below that. And then below these links, you'll see some written text on this page. It provides background information that explains the purpose of the stock overview, which is to provide the public with the overall condition of North Carolina state managed species. It also describes some common terminology used in the reports, particularly as it relates to the stock status of each plan. So you continue scrolling down the page, you will come to each of the individual species. You can also get here by clicking on one of those two, either state managed or interjurisdiction managed buttons at the top. You will encounter these 13 state managed species first. And by clicking on any of the species will result in expanding information for that species. As an example, here we will just pretend that we clicked on southern flounder. And this is what would open up on the web page. As you can see, for each state managed species listed in the stock overview, you'll see concise comments provided that highlight the stock, highlight each stock. These comments provide the current stock status, a summary of any recent management changes, and any activity related to the fishery management plan for that species. You will also get direct contact information that the public can use to access the lead biologist for the species if they have further questions. In addition, there's also links to the annual FNP update. This is the blue button at the top. You can also get a list of documents under documents. The public has direct links to the FNP and any FNP amendments or supplements to the plan, as well as the stock assessments that have been conducted for this species. For species where the FNP is currently under review, such as for southern flounder, there's also links that provide current information to the public for that ongoing review. Here you see there's a link in the text for the amendment three page. If you continue to scroll down on the web page, you will pass the state managed species. You will click on the interjurisdictional species, you'll find those, and they will be taken to this list of species shown here. These are stocks managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council, or the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. In addition, some species are jointly managed by both plans, and that's described for each of the species when you click on them. At the top of the interjurisdictional section, there's a web page that provides a brief summary of the North Carolina interjurisdictional plan. Kat spoke to that a little bit earlier. And it gives the purpose of that plan. Links are provided to direct the users to full copies of our interjurisdictional plan. Additionally, each of the 21 species or species groups covered under this plan are listed. Here on this page, you just see the first four. By clicking on any of these species, you gain access to our annual FNP update for that species. And you also have links to the appropriate management entities that manage those species, either the ASMSC or the council websites. Here we'll just illustrate really quickly by clicking on the Atlantic menhaden as an example. Links in this example for Atlantic menhaden include the annual FNP update, which is our state produced document. And there's also a link to the ASMC management page for menhaden. Either one of these links will provide the users with information on the current stock status, as well as updates on management. Specific to North Carolina, the annual FNP update also provides information on trends and indices and landings that are specific to North Carolina. And that's the case for all the species where we have data and surveys for species. The stock status is detailed in each of the annual fishery management plan reviews. In determining stock status, the terminology is taken directly from stock determinations based on peer-reviewed stock assessments. When one is available, this includes determining if a stock is experiencing overfishing or if the stock biomass is too low so that stock is considered to be overfished. In cases where there's no stock assessment available, trends in catch and surveys are still provided. The division does intend, as information and techniques allow, to continue to move forward or move towards stock assessments for these species that currently do not have one. The next several slides, I will highlight information from the stock review for several species managed by the Division of Marine Fisheries, as well as the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. As previously shown on the website example, southern flounder was classified as overfished, with overfishing occurring based on the 2019 peer-reviewed stock assessment. Amendment two, passed in 2019, included seasonal closures in both the commercial and recreational fisheries to address overfishing and begin the rebuilding process. Season closures were also in place for the 2020 fishing year. Needed reductions in 2021 will also be addressed through seasonal closures while Amendment three is being developed. Amendment three will include additional management options for consideration beyond the seasonal closures that were implemented through Amendment two. Estuarine striped bass in North Carolina estuarine waters is broken down into two management areas. We have the Albemarle Sound and Roanoke management area, and we have the Central Southern management area. The Central Southern management area represents stocks in the Tar Pamlico, the Neuse, and the Cape Fear rivers. A 2020 peer review benchmark stock assessment for the Albemarle Sound stock indicated that the stock was overfished, with overfishing occurring. Amendment one requires adaptive management to address overfishing. A revision to Amendment 1 was passed in November 2020 and implemented the harvest reductions for the 2021 fishing year to address overfishing. And of course, Kat talked about how the fishing year went early in her talk. The Central Southern Management Area stock does not have a formal stock assessment due to limited data. However, a matrix model does indicate that the Central Southern Management Area populations are depressed to a level that sustainability is unlikely at any level of fishing mortality. During 2020, all systems in the Central Southern Management Area continued under a recreational and commercial no possession limits. The stocks have limited recruitment and a high percentage of the fish in each system are hatchery reared. Both the Albemarle and Roanoke and the Central Southern Management Area are jointly managed with the Wildlife Resources Commission. A formal review of the Fishery Management Plan Amendment 2 to the North Carolina Estuarine Fishery Management Plan is currently being jointly developed with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. Spotted sea trout, the 2014 stock assessment indicated this stock was not overfished and that overfishing was not occurring. This species can be particularly susceptible to cold stun events, and a cold stun event most recently occurred in early 2018. We did have a closure that year through June to mid-June. And while this resulted in lower landings in 2018, recreational landings in 2019 and 2020 have been the highest on record for the species in the recreational fishery. A benchmark assessment and a formal fishery management plan review are currently underway for the species. The peer review assessment is scheduled to be completed by 2022. Blue crab, results of the 2018 benchmark stock assessment indicated that blue crab stock was overfished with overfishing occurring. Amendment three to the blue crab fishery management plan was approved by the commission in February 2020. And management measures were implemented to address overfish status and end overfishing. Amendment three also contained the framework for establishing criteria for diamondback terrapin management areas, establishing areas where the terrapin excluder devices would be required. Two diamondback terrapin management areas were established in May 2020 in Masonboro Sound and the Lower Cape Fear River. And beginning in March 2021, all pots used in these areas are required to have an approved excluder device in each funnel from March 1 through October 31st. Striped mullet. So striped mullet were last assessed in 2018 with an assessment update using data through 2017. Results indicated the stock was not experiencing overfishing. However, the stock biomass could not be determined and the overfish status was not determined. So in 2020, a full review of the striped mullet FMP began, and work is currently underway to conduct the new full benchmark stock assessment for the species, with the peer review potentially coming later this year. So that should be updated soon. Kingfishes. Kingfishes are monitored through annual trend analysis. This is used to monitor the stock of kingfishes in North Carolina. For this stock, southern kingfish is the indicator species, while two other species of kingfish occur, both the Gulf and the Northern kingfish are also common in North Carolina waters. In the trend analysis, one of seven management triggers was met in 2019. However, due to impacts on sampling from COVID restrictions, disrupting some of our surveys this year, a complete trend analysis is unavailable for 2020. Based on the fishery management plan, a review of our data occurs if two triggers are met for two consecutive years. Therefore, since only one trigger was met in 2019, no action is needed at this time. The next formal review of this plan is scheduled to begin in 2025. So some of our species that do not have stock assessments are due to data limitations or research needs that need to be addressed. Examples include kingfish, sheep's head, eastern oyster, and hard clams. For a species like kingfish that I just talked about, questions related to proper stock structure and migration need to be addressed before the formal stock assessment can be performed. As previously stated, we do manage that through trend analysis through an FMP currently, but just do not have a formal stock assessment. No current FMP or stock assessment exists for sheep's head, although precautionary management measures were put in place by the commission in 2015. There has been some effort underway by academia to conduct an assessment for sheep's head along the Atlantic coast, and that's ongoing work. In the case of eastern oyster, Amendment 4 to the FMP was approved by the commission in 2017. And also with this species, efforts have been underway by academia, including North Carolina State University, cooperation with the North Carolina or the Nature Conservancy, as well as receiving guidance from the division to develop a subtitle oyster population surveys. And these could potentially be adopted by the division for long-term surveys to aid in monitoring population trends for the species. Hard clam are managed by Amendment 2 to the state FMP. This was also approved by the commission in 2017. Hard clam are currently not assessed. A formal review of eastern oyster and hard clam is scheduled to begin in 2022. So two stocks, bay scallops and shrimp, which includes three species, both brown, pink, and white shrimp, are what we consider annual crops. So stock assessments are not conducted for these species. And so the reasons we don't do stock assessments on annual crops is they're very short-lived, and they're capable of producing a large number of offspring. And also because environmental factors rather than stock size in a given year tend to determine the abundance of these species. So you can see wild fluctuations in the abundance of either one of these species going from either high levels or low levels from one year to the next based on recruitment driven by environmental factors. Amendment to the bay scallop FMP was last reviewed by the commission in 2020. The next formal review is scheduled in 2025. The FMP outlines minimum abundance thresholds that must be met through division sampling in order for the fishery to open. Coarse sound did meet the minimum threshold for opening in 2020. However, there were no commercial landings that occurred during the year. This fishery is largely not open in recent years due to low abundance. Shrimp are currently managed under Amendment 1 to the North Carolina Shrimp FMP, approved by the commission in 2015, along with the May 2018 revision to Amendment 1. Collaborative research with the shrimp industry and the division, led to the implementation of rules through the May 2018 revision 1 to Amendment 1 for area specific gear modifications to reduce finfish bycatch. Those requirements became effective July 1, 2019. Amendment 2 to this plan, as you're well aware, is nearing completion and seeks to further reduce bycatch in this fishery and to minimize ecosystem impacts. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Okay. Any questions of Lee? Lee, these improvements on the website are fantastic. Flow well, they're great, and I appreciate everybody's work on those. If there's not any questions, okay, great. Lee, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.